Shlishi. The pasuk continues, "V'zois teras zevach hashlamim," and this is the law of the carbon shlamim. It's interesting to note a diak in Rashi that Rashi, in the beginning of the parsha, by the parsha of Oila, where it says "zois teras ha'oila," and also in the parsha of Mincha, where it says "zois teras ha'mincha," over there Rashi is medayik the word Torah that it's coming to include something, and he tells us a drasha. But as the parsha goes on, Rashi does not make this diak. By the other times it says Torah, not by the parsha of Chatos, not by the parsha of Osham, and not over here by the parsha of Shlomim. V'zois taras zevach ha'shlomim, and this is the law of the carbon shlomim, asher Yaakov l'Hashem, that somebody will offer a carbon shlomim to Hashem. And there are two types of carbon shlomim. There is the typical carbon shlomim, which will be mentioned in Pasuk Tezayin, but over here we are talking about a special carbon shlomim, which is called a shalmei toida, a carbon shlomim brought for one who wants to give thanksgiving over a nes that happened to him. There are four types of nisim where one brings a carbon toida. Yorde hayam, somebody who went overseas. Somebody who is holchei midbarois, who went through a desert. One who came out of jail. And a sick person that was healed. They all bring a shalmei toida, a carbon shlamim, for thanksgiving. Imal ha-toida yakrivenu, if for thanksgiving, he will bring a carbon shlamim. Mehikru v'al zevach ha-toida, and he will bring, together with his carbon toida, 40 chalos. 10 chalos matzos belulis bashemen. 10 chalos matzos mixed with oil when it was soilless. 10 rikike matzos mishuchim hashemen. 10 rikike matzos that were smeared with oil after they were baked. Vesoilless morbeches chalos belulis bashemen. And soilless morbeches chalos mixed with oil, which means morbeches, they were poured with hot water over them. And there were 10 of those too. All these 30 were made of matzos, and the total weight of these 30 was 1 ephah. And then he brought another 10 loaves, al chalos lechem chometz. These 10 loaves were made of chometz, and the total weight of these 10 was 1 ephah. Yakrav karboni, he'll be makrav his carbon, al zevach toida shlomov, together with his carbon shlomim. Even though the pasuk says in pasuk Yudbeis al zevach ha-toida, why does it repeat again al zevach toida shlomov, to tell us that the chalos, these 40 loaves, do not get their kedusha until you shecht the carbon shlomim, when the animal is geshecht and is slaughtered. That's when the loaves, the 40 loaves, get their kedusha. V'hikrav mimenu echad b'kol carbon truma l'Hashem l'kohen. And one of each of these type of breads will go to the kohen. One chalos matzos belulis b'shemen, one rikike matzos mishuchim b'shemen, one soilas morbeches, and one chalos lechem chametz. They will go to the kohen hazorik hasdam hashlamim, the one who sprinkles the blood of the shlamim, lo yiyeh, will go to him. And the remaining 36 will go to the bailim, will go to the owners, the ones who are bringing the carbon, together with the rest of the flesh of the shlamim. Ubesar zevach toida shlomov, and the basar of the carbon shlomim, b'yom karbono yeyochel, on the day that you bring the carbon, it can be eaten. This is referring to the basar of the shlomim and the chalos that are brought with it. They can be eaten that day and that night. Le'yaniach mimenu ad boiker, it shall not be left over until the morning. Midaraisa, it can be eaten that day and the whole night. But the chachamim came along and said it shall be finished by chatzos, by midnight. In order to distance a person from doing an avera, that's why they made the time earlier already from chatzos. This is the parasha of carbon toida, which is different than a regular carbon shlamim, because a carbon toida must be eaten in one day and one night, and also a carbon toida has 40 loaves brought together with the animal. The Mefarshim explain, why is a carbon toida different than a regular carbon shlamim? A regular carbon shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night, while a carbon toida can only be eaten for 1 day and one night. And they answer, because the Torah wants to publicize the miracle that happened to this person. And if we tell him that he must eat this carbon in 1 day and one night, the only way to finish it in such a short amount of time is by inviting many guests to take part in the eating of this animal. They will all ask him why he's bringing this carbon, and he will tell them about the great nes that happened to him. So in order to publicize the nes, that is why the Torah says, eat it in less time and invite more people to take part in it. Zuck Rashi, We did not say the Rashi on Pasuk Yud, so let's start from Pasuk Yud. Pelula Bashemen, Zumin Chas Nedava. This is referring to a voluntary mincha, a minchas soilas. Vachareva, a dry mincha, Zumin Chas Choite. It is referring to a mincha of a sinner, Uminchas Kenois, and a mincha brought by a soita, a woman suspected of adultery. She'ein Bahin Shemen, they do not have any oil in it, and that's why it is called Chareva, a dry mincha. If you will bring a carbon shlomim for Thanksgiving, if he will bring it over the matter of Thanksgiving, on a miracle that was done to him, one who went through the seas and came out, one who went through a midbar and came out, and one that got out of jail, and a sick person that was healed, they have to give thanks. The pasuk says in Tehillim, thank Hashem for His kindness, and His wonders, livnei adam, that He does to people, and let them bring a carbon toidah. If for one of these nisim, he promised to bring a carbon shlamim, that is called shalmei toidah hein, a shalmei toidah, uto unais lechem ha'amor b'inyin, and it needs the 40 loaves of bread that are stated in this parsha. It is only eaten for one day and one night, like is said over here, as opposed to a regular shlamim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night. And he brings together with this carbon toidah 4 types of bread. Chalos, rikikin, revucha, which are gimel mine matzah, 3 types of matzah. Uksiv al chalas lechem chametz, and he also brings chalas lechem chametz, which are 10 loaves of chametz. V'chol min v'min, yud chalas. And every type has 10 chalas. Kach mefurit b'menachos, so is explained in Masechta Menachos. V'shi'uron, chamesh sa'in yushalmiyos. And their measurement of these 40 loaves are 5 sa' yushalmiyos. Shehen shesh midbarios, which is the equivalent of 6 midbarios. When they were in the midbar, the shear, the size of a sa' was a certain amount. And then later on, they added 1/6 to the shear of the midbar. The saw of the midbar was called midbarios, and the saw later on was called yerushalmios. So 5 saw yerushalmios is equivalent to 6 midbarios, which is chaf isarin, 20/10 of an epha, which is equivalent to 2 epha. 1 epha was for the 30 chalos of matzah, and the other epha was for the 10 of chametz. Morbeches, lechem cholot peroischin kol tzarchei, bread that was poured over it with hot water, as much water as was needed. Maskal David is medayek. Why does Rashi have to tell me again what morbeches means if he already said it by minchas chavitin, the carbon that a kohen gadol brought every day in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudal, where over there it says morbeches, and Rashi says it means chaluta b'roischin called tzarcha. He answers that over there it is simple that morbeches means that water was poured on top of it, because afterwards it says tufine, that it was baked. So we will not mistake morbeches to mean baked, because it says tufine. But over here where it only says morbeches, I might think that morbeches over here means baking it. Therefore it says no, morbeches means hot water, and it was baked afterwards. Zakurashi Yakrav Korbani al Zevach Magid, it comes to teach you, Shein Alechem Kadosh Kedushas Hagov, the bread does not become intrinsically holy. Lipasal biyote, to become pasal, disqualified, when it leaves the azara, utful yoim, and to become tame when a tful yoim touches it, umilates lechulin bepidyon, and to be so holy that it cannot be redeemed and go to lechulin through redemption, this kedusha does not take place achi shachet azevach until the animal is slaughtered. Echem we call carbon, he takes one of each bread. Lechem echem we call mivimin. One bread from each type. Yitol truma lekoyen ha'oivin avodasa. It's given to the koyen that does the avoda. Vashar nechal abaylim, and the other 36 loaves go to the owner, the one who is bringing the carbon. Ubisara labaylim, and also the rest of the flesh of the shlamim, of the toida, go to the owners. Chutz michaz v'shoik, except for the breast and part of the leg, shepo, k'moshim mafurish lamata, like it says further on in the parsha, tenufas chaz v'shoik, the waving of the chazah and the shoik, b'shlamim, by a shlamim, v'atoida kruya shlamim, a toida is a type of a shlamim, so therefore, by a toida also, the chazah and the shoik go to the kohen, and the rest of the flesh go to the bailam. Zakrashi ubisar zevach toida shlamov, the pasuk seems to have many extra words. The pasuk could have just said, "Ubisaroi And its flesh, on the day of its carbon, it shall be eaten. Why does it have to repeat Zevach, Toidas, and Shlomov? There are many extra words. L'rabba is to include Chatos, V'osham, V'el Nazir, and the ram brought by a Nazir, V'chagigas Yudalid, and the carbon Chagiga brought on the 14th day of Nisan, Sheyu Necholam, L'yom V'laylo, that they are all eaten for one day and one night, similar to the carbon Toida. B'yom Karbon Yeochel, U'kizman Besoras, Man Lachmo. The same allot of time given for the carbon is the same allot of time given for the bread. Lo yaniach menu ad boiker, aval oichlu kol alaylo. Min haTorah, it can be eaten the whole night. Im kein lama armu al chatzos. Why did the chachamim say until midnight? Kidei laharchik haadam min haavera, in order to distance a person from doing an avera. And the puzzle continues with the regular carbon shlamim. Until now, we were discussing Shalmei Toida, which is a carbon shlamim brought for Thanksgiving when a miracle happened. This is the parsha of the regular carbon shlamim. The difference between Shalmei Toida and a regular shlamim is that Shalmei Toida is eaten for one day and one night, as opposed to a regular shlamim, which can be eaten for 2 days and a night. A day, night, and then the next day. And also, Shalmei Toida have lechem, 40 loaves of bread that were brought together with them. But a regular carbon shlamim does not have any bread. And the pasuk says, "Vim neder oy nedava zevach karbonoi," if he is bringing his carbon shlamim for a neder, a vow, or for a donation, not for a toida, then b'yom hakriva yezivcha yeyochel, on the day that he brings his carbon, it shall be eaten. Umimachros v'hanoisim imenu yeyochel. Rashi explains that the vav from the word v'hanoiser is extra. And the pasuk should read Umi Machras Hanoisim Mimenu Yeyachel. And on the next day, that which was left over shall also be eaten. It can't be eaten on the first day, that night, and also the next day. V'Hanoisim Mibisar Hazavach, and that which is left over from the flesh of the carbon, to the third day, Bayom Hashlishi Ba'ishi Sarif. On the third day, it must be burnt. Although the Israchila takes place at night, the Chiyuv Sarefa does not start until the morning. If he shall eat from the flesh of the carbon shlomim on the third day, it will not be wanted by Hashem. The simple meaning of the pasuk seems to say that if one eats the carbon shlomim on the third day, the whole carbon becomes pasul l'mafreya retroactively. Rashi says that this is not the case. But rather, the pasuk is telling me the din of pigel, one who has a machshava, who has thoughts at the time of the hakrova, at the time he is makriv, at the time he is shechs this carbon, he has thoughts to eat it chutz l'zmanoi, outside the allotted time. He has thoughts to eat it on the third day. If one has thoughts by the shechita to eat it on the third day, the carbon is pasul, and it is called pigel. And this is the way the pasuk must be read. V'me'ochol ye'ochel. If he will have a machshava to eat it, a thought to eat this carbon, mibisar zevach shlomov, the flesh of the carbon shlomim, bayom hashlishi, on the third day, at the time of the shechita, he will think to eat it on the third day, lo yeirotze, this carbon will not be desired by Hashem. Hamakrivayse lo yeichoshev loy, the one who is makrivit should not have such thoughts. Pigel yie, it will be rejected, it will be pigel. And the soul that will eat from it, even if he eats from this carbon during the first 2 days, during the allotted time, since there was a wrong machshava at the time of the shechita, it is pigel, and one is not allowed to eat it. And one who does eat it, avoinu tisa, he will bear his sin, and he will be chayiv karis. And if the flesh of the carbon shlomim will touch something that is tamei, so now the flesh of the shlomim is also tamei, it shall not be eaten, but it must be burnt. This is the halacha, that if the carbon became tamei, there is a chiv sreifa on the carbon. Rashi explains that this word seems to be extra, and it is coming to teach us a special halacha. Because the din is that certain kachim may only be eaten in certain areas. For example, a chatos and osham must only be eaten within the walls of the azara. And if the basar of a chatos or an osham leaves that area, then it is pasul. It is called yoytze. What happens if part of a limb goes out and part of the limb is still on the inside? So the pasuk is telling us from the word v'habasar that only the part that's outside is pasul, but the part that's inside is good. V'habasar, the part of the limb that's on the inside is still kosher. Kol tahar yochal basar, any pure person may eat the flesh of the korban shlamim. This is coming to tell us because you might think that only the bailim, the one who brings the korban, may eat the flesh of the korban shlamim. Therefore it says, kol tahar yochal basar, any pure person may eat the basar of the shlamim. It is also coming to tell us that since chatos and osham may only be eaten within the walls of the azara, by shlamim this is not the case, but rather called tahar yochal basar, any tahar dikah person may eat the basar of the shlamim anywhere in Yerushalayim. And the soul that will eat basar from a carbon shlamim, mashal Hashem, v'tumasei olav, and he is tamei, if the person is tamei and eats from a carbon shlamim, v'nichrusah hanefesh ahi ma'ameha, the person is chayiv karis. In Pasuk Yutes we learned that if one who is tahar eats carbon shlamim that is tamei, then there is a lav, lo yayachel.
But in Pasuk Chav, it tells us that if a person who is tamei ate a carbon shlamim which is tahar, then he is chayiv karis.
And the Pasuk says this chayiv krisus one more time in Pasuk Chav Aleph. V'nefesh ki siga b'chol tamei, and his soul that will touch anything that's tamei. B'tumas odom, whether he touches a person that's tamei, a dead person. Oy b'behem t'meya, or if he touches a dead animal. T'meya, the shear that will be mitame. Oy b'chol sheketz tamei, any sheketz that will be mitame, a dead sheketz. V'ochol mi b'sar zevach shlomim, asher l'ashem, and in this state of tumah, he will eat the carbon shlamim. The halacha is v'nichrusah hanefesh ahi me'ameho. This person is chayiv karis. So we see that it says karis twice, once in pasuk chaf, and once in pasuk chaf aleph. There is also a third time where it says a chayiv krisus on a tameh that eats kachim, and that is in parashas emor, perik chaf beis pasuk gimel, where over there it says emor aleim ledorisechem kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem el hakadoshim asher yakdishu v'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tumasei olav v'nichrusah. If somebody eats kachim when he is tameh, he gets karis. And Rashi says that all three psukim are necessary. The pasuk in parashas kadoshim is a klal. It's a general statement because over there it says that the one who was tameh ate kachim. It does not say a specific type of kachim, but rather it says el hakadoshim. He ate kachim. That is a klal. In Parshas Sav, one of the psukim that we just mentioned is the prat. It's a specific statement because over there it says that the tamei ate mibisar zevach hashlomim. He ate from the carbon shlomim. And we have a rule that kol davar shahoyeh beklal, anything that was in the general statement, v'yotza min haklal, and goes out from the general statement, l'lamei, to teach us a halacha, lo l'lamei al atzma yotza, elo al haklal kula yotza. It is not only coming to teach us something about that specific halacha, but about the whole klal, about the whole general rule. And over here, this is what it means. Since shlamim was in the klal of the pasuk in Parashas Emor, where it says kachim, v'yotza min haklal, and there's a separate pasuk to separate shlamim from the klal, it's not only coming to teach us something about shlamim, but about all kachim. And just like shlamim is kachay mizbeach, it's a type of kachim that are sacrificed on the mizbeach, so too all kachim which one is chayiv if he is tamei and ate kachim, it has to be kachim similar to shlamim, which is kachim mizbeach. But if one was tamei and he ate kachim that was not kachim mizbeach, it was kachim bedek habayis, it was an animal that belonged to Hegdish but was not supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, there is no din of kares in such a case. And that's why it says a klal uprat. The third pasuk is necessary to tell me when a person brings a korban oil of yared. A korban oil of yared was mentioned in Parashas Vayikra. If one committed one of three averis, he brings a korban oil of yared. One of those three averis was if somebody became tameh. Now obviously he doesn't bring a korban if he just becomes tameh. There is no isser of becoming tameh. So the pasuk over here, the extra pasuk over here, is telling us what avera he did when he was tameh. And the pasuk tells us that he was over a chayve krisus by eating kachim bitumah or going into the Beis HaMikdash when he was tameh. And that's why we need this extra pasuk. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Tezayin, Vim Neder on Nedava, if he brings a carbon shlomim, as a Neder on Nedava, Shalahi via Al Haido Shalnais, he did not bring it over Thanksgiving. For a nace that happened, then the halacha is, Einet Tu'unen Lechem, this type of shlomim does not need any bread. And also, Vene Achelis Lebeiz Yomim, it is eaten for 2 days, instead of 1 day. K'moshim Meforish Be'in, like it is explained in this parsha. And that which is left over from the first day to the second day shall be eaten. Vav zu yiserahi. This vav from the word v'hanoiser is extra. It's as if it says umimachros, and on the next day hanoiser mimenu, that which is left over yeyachel shall be eaten. V'yesh kamayu harbe b'mikra. There are many times that we have extra vavs in the pasuk. Kigoin, like the pasuk ve'ela b'nei tzivoin, and these are the children of tzivoin. Ve'aya va'ano. It should have just said aya va'ano. So the vav of ve'aya is extra. And also in the pasuk, teis v'kodesh utzva mirmos. It should have said teis kodesh instead of teis v'kodesh. Ve'imayochel yeyochel v'mechashe b'shchita l'ochle b'shlish yakos medaber. The pasuk is talking about one who had a machshava, a thought, during the time of the shchita to eat this carbon on the third day. Yochel im ochel mimenu b'shlishi yipasel l'mafreya. I might think to learn this pasuk like the simple meaning. And the pasuk would have been telling me that if one eats the shlomim on the third day, the whole carbon will be pasul retroactively. Talmud Lema, therefore the pasuk says, Hamakriv oisoi lo yechoshev. The one who is makriv it should not have such a thought. Bishas hakrovo hu nifsal, ve'ena nifsal b'shlishi. It only becomes pasul at the time that he is makriv it, and not on the third day. And so is the pshat in the pasuk. B'shas hakravosai. At the time he is makravit loisala zois b'machshava. This shall not enter his thoughts. Vim choshav. And if he does have such thoughts, pigel yia, it will be pigel. V'hanefesh hayachelos mimenu. And the person that will eat this pigel afil b'sei chazman, even during the time, even within the first 2 days, avoy netisa, he will be chayiv karis. Zok Rashi v'havosar shel koydeh shlomim, and the flesh of a carbon shlomim ashiyiga b'chol tameh, that will touch something that is tameh lo yeyochel, it shall not be eaten. V'havosar, there is an extra word v'havosar l'rabois, it comes to include aver shiyasa miksosoi, if a limb went partially out of the azara, shapnimi mutter, the part of the limb that's still on the inside is still mutter. Kol tar yechal basar matam lemer. What is the pasuk coming to teach us? Levishenemar, since it says in Sefer Devarim, v'dam zivochecho yishafech, the blood of your carbon you shall spill. V'habasar toichal, and you the owner shall eat the basar of the shlamim. Yochal lo yachlenu shlamim el abaylim. You might think that only the owners should eat the shlamim. Lekach nemar kol tar yechal basar. Any person that is tar can eat basar. V'habasar kol tor yechabasar zekrashi klemer kol ma she'asariti l'cha b'chatas v'osham, all that I assured you by a chatas and a osham shim yatu chutz l'kloim asura, that if it leaves the kloim, the curtains of the azara, it becomes asur and possibly yaitse k'mosh she'kosov b'chatzar oil moed yechlua, like it says by a chatas and a osham, that it must be eaten in the azara. B'basar zeh ani omer l'cha, by the flesh of a shlomim, I am telling you, kol tar yechal basar, any person that is pure can eat the basar afilu b'chol ha'ir, anywhere in the whole city of Yerushalayim. V'tumas ha'yolav, v'tumas ha'guf ha'kosav medaber. The pasuk is talking about one who was tameh and ate the shlomim. He is chayiv karis. Aval tar she'ochel asa tameh, but a tar who ate shlomim that was tameh, ene onesh karis. There is no chayiv krisus. El azara, it's only a lav. Like the pasuk says earlier, "Va'avosar ashiyiga b'chol tameh lo yeyochel." It only says lo yeyochel; it shall not be eaten. Va'azoras tameh she'ochel satar, and the lav of a tameh that eats tar ainu mifureshes b'Torah. It is not stated explicitly in the Torah. Elachachamim lamdu b'gzeris shava. The chacham learned it out from gzeris shava, because in our pasuk we only see that he is chayiv karis. Every chayiv krisus has to have a lav. So where does it say the negative commandment of a tameh eating tar? That is learned out from Gzeres Shavah. And Rashi continues, Gimel krisos amuras baruch lekachim b'tumas haguf. It says three times karis by one who eats kachim when he is tameh. Twice here and once in Parshas Emor. V'doshu Rabbi Senu b'shvus achas leklal. One is a general statement, that is the one in Parshas Emor. V'achas leprat, and one is a specific statement, that is one of them over here that says shlomim. V'achas lumud a carbon oil of yared, and one is to teach us that a carbon oil of yared shalei nemar, that it was not stated that he brings this carbon ela al tumas migdash uktashav, only if he was tamei and he went into the migdash or ate kachim. That is why it has to repeat it a third time. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Chelev and Dam. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el bnei Yisrael lemer, speak to the bnei Yisrael lemer. Again, we see the double lemer. Kol Chelev shor v'chesev v'ez loisoy chelu. All fats of an ox, sheep, or goat shall not be eaten. There are certain fats in an animal, and these fats one is usher to eat. The chelev nevela v'chelev trefa, the fat of a nevela of an animal that died without shechita, the chelev trefa and the fat of a trefa, an animal that has a defect that won't allow it to live a complete year. Yeyavse l'chol melacha, this chelev nevela can be used for any type of melacha, even melacha that has to do with kachim. Because you might think, since the nevela is tamei, so therefore the chelev nevela is also tamei, and he should not use the chelev nevela for things that have to do with kachim, in order not to be metame the kachim. Therefore the pasuk says, no, yeyasa l'chol melacha, chelev nevela is not tamei, and may be used for all types of melacha. But va'ochol loisechlu, the chelev cannot be eaten, and one who eats the chelev of a nevela is over two lavim, one lav for eating chelev, and also a lav for eating nevela. Typically, we would say, ein iser chalal iser. If one iser is already existing, the second iser that comes after it is not chal on the first iser, and there will only be one iser. But over here, we do say iser chalal iser, and although the iser chelev was there way before, from the time the animal was born, and now this animal died, and there was no shechita, so now there is a second iser of nevela. So typically we should say that the iser nevela should not be chal on the iser chelev. But over here we do say the iser nevela is chal on the chelev. And the reason for this being that the iser nevela is an iser koilo, which means that when the second iser is coming on the first iser, it's not only asering that piece that was asered before, but also it is koilo, it is including other parts of the animal with it. Chelev was only asering one specific fat of the animal. Now the iser nevela comes and asers the chelev and also the rest of the animal with it. That's why we say iser chalal iser, and if one eats a chelev of a nevela, he is over two lavim, one for chelev and one for nevela. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, we learned that there is a lav if one eats chelev, and now in Pasuk Chaf Hey, it tells us that if one eats chelev, he is chayv karas. Ki kol oichel chelev min abeimah asher yakriv mimenu ishil Hashem. If one eats the fats from an animal that can be brought as a carbon to Hashem, the pasuk asher yakriv mimenu ishil Hashem does not mean that the iser chelev is only on an animal that is a carbon, but rather the pasuk is saying that the iser chelev is on the type of an animal that can be brought for a carbon. What type of animal can be brought for a carbon? Shor chesev o'ez. So if one eats chelev from a shor chesev o'ez, which are animals that could be brought for a carbon, the person will get karis. If you look carefully in pasuk chav gimel, by the lav of eating chelev, it says kol chelev. One shall not eat all chelev. But in pasuk chav hei, by the chayv krisus, it just says ki kol oichel chelev. If one eats chelev, fat, it does not say kol chelev. What's the difference? The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Dalet, and Rashi over there explain that in Pasuk Chaf Gimel we are dealing with the lav of eating chelev. If one even eats a chati shir of chelev, half of the shir, a small amount of chelev, less than a kezias, he is over the lav of kol chelev loisei chelu. That's why the Pasuk says kol chelev, because any amount of chelev one is over the lav on. But in Pasuk Chaf Hei, which is dealing with the chayv krisus, the chayv karis is only if one eats a kezias. That's why over there it does not say a lushan of kol, because one must eat a larger size in order to be chayv karis. And the pasuk continues with the isser of eating dam. V'chol dam loy soichlu. All blood you shall not eat. V'chol mashvaisechem in all your dwellings. La'oif, whether it's blood of a bird. V'la behema, or blood of an animal. This is coming to exclude that the blood of fish and grass and grasshoppers are not in the lav. Kol nefesh ashetecha kol dam. If anybody does eat dam, v'nichrusa ha'nefesh ahi me'ameho, he will get kares. In Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk already says, Kol chelev v'chol dam lo yisei chelu, a lav of eating chelev and dam. Over here, the lav is repeated, and we also add on a chai v'krisus for chelev and for dam. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zog Rashi, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Yeyoseh l'chol melocha, chelev nevela can be used for all types of work. Bavalimeh, it's coming to teach us ala chelev on fats, she'enoi mitame tumas nevelas, that although the nevela is tame, the chelev is not tame. Va'ocha loisech luhu, but you shall not eat it. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Yavai iser nevela utrefa v'yochoil al iser chelev. Let the iser of nevela and trefa come and be chal upon the iser of chelev. She'im achloi, if he eats the fats of a nevela or trefa, yischayev af alav shal nevela, he'll be chayev besides for chelev also on the lav of nevela. V'loi taimar, and we do not say over here ein iser chal al iser, that a second iser cannot be chal on the first iser, but since it's an iser kolel, we say the iser nevela is chal on the iser chelev. Prat ledam dogim v'chagovim, the blood of fish and grasshoppers are not aser. B'chol mashvaisechem, the iser of dam applies in all your dwellings in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. L'fishi chayves haguv, since the iser of dam is an obligation on the person not to eat dam, ve'ene chayves karka, it is not an obligation having to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, noyheges b'chol mashavos, it applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Over Meseches Kedushin b'perek Aleph, mifareish l'mahutzruch lemar. In Meseches Kedushin, the Gemara explains why it is necessary to say the pasuk b'chol mashvaisechem, which seems to be extra. We do not need a pasuk to tell us that it applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, because since it is a chayvus haguf, it is not a mitzvah having to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. It is obvious that it would apply in Chutz Laretz also, and we should not need the pasuk b'chol mashvaisechem. And the Gemara in Kedushin explains what the purpose of this pasuk is. Pasuk Chavches, the pasuk now goes back to the parasha of Shlomim. For some reason, the Torah was mafsik. It took a break from the parasha of Shlomim, discussed the Isra of Chelev and Dam, and now is going back to the parasha of Shlomim. Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Dabel B'nei Yisrael Lemar. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the B'nei Yisrael saying, again, a double lashon of Lemar, Hamakriv Ezevach Shlomav Lashem. One who was Magdish, the carbon Shlomim to Hashem, Yavi es Karboni Lashem, he shall bring his carbon to Hashem, Mizevach Shlomav, from his carbon Shlomim, Yodav Tiviyena, his hands shall bring it, Es Isha Hashem, the fire offering to Hashem, Es Achelev Al Hechoza Yiviyenu, he shall bring the fats on top of the chaza, that is how he shall bring it. Since the pasuk says, Yodav Tivienu, the hands of the Bailim shall bring the carbon, we learn that the fats and the chaza were placed in the hands of the Bailim. The Kohen would place his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim, and together they will do Tnufa and Truma, picking up and down the fats and waving it back and forth. Rashi is medayik that over here the pasuk says that the chelev were on top of the chaza. But in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tesvav, it says, Shoik HaTruma V'Chazei HaTnufa Al Ishi HaChalovim. The Chaza V'Shoik were on top of the Chalovim. So we see that the Chaza was on top. And then again in Parsha Shmini, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav, it says, V'Yosimu Es HaChalovim Al HaChazais, that the fats were again back on top of the Chazais. So which way was it? Was it Chelev Al HaChaza or Chaza Al HaChelev? And Rashi explains that there were three kayhanim that were necessary by the bringing of this carbon shlamim. One kayin would take it from the butcher, and when he took it from the butcher, the chelev was on top of the chaza. And that is our pasuk lamed. It's a chelev ala chaza yivienu. When he brings it from the butcher, the chelev was on top. Then he would hand it to a second kohen, the kohen who would make the tnufa together with the bailim, and when he handed it over to this second kohen, he would flip it upside down, and the chaza would be on top. And b'shas, the tnufa, at the time of the waving, the chaza was on top. That's why the pasuk says, in Parsha Shmini Perek Yud Pasuk Tesvav, Shoyk HaTruma V'Chazei HaTnufa, the Chazor and the Shoyk Al Isha HaLovim L'Honef Tnufa. At the time of Tnufa, the Chazor V'Shoyk were on top. After that, this Kohen, the second Kohen, gave it to a third Kohen, and at that time he flipped it upside down again, and the Chalev was back on top. And the third Kohen would be Makdir the carbon. That's why it says in Perek Tes Pasuk Chav, Vayosimu es hachalovim ale chazois, the Chalev was on top of the chazois, Vayaktir when he was Makdir it. Because by the third Kohen, the Chalev was again back on top. And the pasuk continues, "Eisechozer lohanif oisei tnufa lufnei Hashem." The chozer, the breast of the animal, the kohen made tnufa, and that went to the kohen. Although the pasuk says, "Chelev and chozer," near the words "Ishe Hashem" in the beginning of the pasuk, the only thing that went on the mizbeach was the chelev. The chozer was picked up and was given to the kohen. The hikter hakohen is a chelev hamizbeicha, and the kohen will smoke the fat on the mizbeach. V'hoyeh chazor la'aron ulevanov, and the chazor would be to Aaron and his children as a present. And Rashi is medayik. It says v'hikter, and then v'hoyeh chazor. Only after the kohen will be maktir the chelev on the mizbeach, only then will he get his chelik. He first has to bring the part that goes to the mizbeach, and then he can have his part, which was the chazor. Just like we saw by a mincha, that the kohen could not get the remainder of the mincha until after the kmitza was placed on the mizbeach. Here also, until the chelev was placed on the mizbeach, the kohen could not get the chazor. And the pasuk continues, Ve shoik hayomin, and the right shoik, the shoik was a part of the animal's foot. So the shoik of the right foot, titnu truma lakoyin, was given as a separation to the kohen, mizivche shalmechem, from the carbon shlamim. Although from this pasuk we see that the chazah and the shoik seem to be two separate things, the chazah, which was picked up in pasuk lamed, where there was no mention of shoik, and then afterwards it says separately in pasuk lamed beis the shoik, and there is no mention of any tznufa there. But if you look in Parsha Shemini, it says clearly in Perik Yud pasuk tesvav, shoik hatruma v'chazei hatznufa al ishe achalovim yoviyu lohanef. The chazah and the shoik were both on top of the fats at the time of the tznufa. So although it does not say it beferish over here, in Shmini it says that they were both really included in the Tnufa. The Ayin, Ramban, and Rabbeinu Bechaye, who discuss this Dik. And the Pasuk continues, HaMakriv es dam hashlomim, the one who was ro'i and fit to be makriv this blood of the carbon shlomim, v'sachelev and the fat, mibnei Aharon, from the children of Aharon, lo'isiya shoik hayamin lamona, he will be able to partake in the division of this right shoik. Any kohen that was roi b'shas la'avoida may take a part in the chazor and the shoik. Ki es chazei ha'tnufa, because the breast that was waved, the shoik ha'truma, and the foot that was lifted up and down, lakachti me'es b'nei Yisrael, I have taken from the b'nei Yisrael mizivchei shalmehem, from their korban shlamim, v'etein oisam, and I have given them, la'aron ha'koyin u'levonav, to Aaron and his children, l'chok oilam, for a decree forever, me'es b'nei Yisrael, from the b'nei Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael will give the chaz of a shoik of every shlamim to the kohanim. And although the chazah had tnufa and truma, it was waved and picked up, and the shoik also had both tnufa and truma, so why does the pasuk say chazei ha-tnufa and shoik ha-truma, saying only tnufa by chazah and only truma by shoik? Rashi says in Perek Yud Pasuk Tesvav in Parashat Shmini that he does not know the pshat in this. Lo yodanu. We do not know why it says by one tnufa and one truma. Sheshneim b'haroma v'hanafa. Both of them are waved and picked up. Zois mishchas Aaron u'mishchas bonov. As the Rashbam says, Zois schar mishchas Aaron u'bonov. This is the reward of the anointing of Aaron and his children. The reward they get, me'ishe Hashem, from the fire offerings of Hashem, they receive the chaz v'shoik. B'yom hikrivoisam l'chayin l'Hashem. On the day that they were brought close to become kohanim to Hashem, asher tzivo Hashem loses lohem, Hashem has commanded to give to them b'yom moshchay oisam me'ez bnei Yisrael, on the day that they were anointed, they should get these matonos from Klal Yisrael, chukas oilam l'daroisam, a decree forever for their generations. Zois haTorah, this is the law, La oila for a carbon oila, la mincha for a carbon mincha, vela chatas vela asham, and for a chatas and asham, vela miluim, and for the carbono is brought for the inauguration. Like we will say further from Revi till the end of the parasha, the shivas yimei hamiluim, the carbonos that were brought on the 7 days of inauguration, and biyam shmini lemiluim, ulezevach hashlamim, and this is the law of a carbon shlamim. Hashetiva Hashem es Moshe b'Har Sinai. These laws were commanded to Moshe at Har Sinai. Biyam tavoses bnei Yisrael. On the day that the Bnei Yisrael were commanded lahakriv es karbonehem, to be makriv their karbonos l'Hashem, b'midbar Sinai, in Midbar Sinai. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Lamed, Yodav Tivienu, Shetehe Yan HaBailim Mamala, the hand of the Bailim, the one bringing the carbon, shall be on top, Vachele Vachozois Nesunois Bo, and the fats and the breast shall be put in the Bailim's hands, Viat Koin Mamato, and the hand of the Koin shall be below the hands of the Bailim, Ume Nifon, and together they pick up and wave the fats. Es Isha Hashem, Umahein Ha'ishim, what Ishim are we referring to? What are the Ishim that go on the fire? What are the fats that go on the fire? Es HaChelev Al HaChaza, the Chelev which is on top of the Chaza. Yivienu, Kishem Eviyam Yibes Hamid Bochim, when the Kohen will bring it from the butcher, Noisen Chelev Al HaChaza. The fats go on top of the chaza, like it says in our pasuk. Ukishenoisla liyad HaKohen HaMeinif, and when it is given to the hand of the Kohen that makes tnufa with the Bailim, Nimsa Chaza Lamala, it will come out that the breast will be on top, Vachelev Lamato, and the fats underneath it, because the first coin flips it over when he gives it to the second coin. Vizehu Omer B'Makom Acher, and that's why what it says in Pasha Shmini, Shoik HaTruma V'Chazei HaTnufa, that the Chaz V'Shoik were Al Ishi HaChalovim, on top of the fats, Yaviu Lahonif, at the time of Tnufa. U'la'achar HaTnufa, and after the Tnufa, Noislin L'Koyin HaMaktir, it is given to the Koyin that puts it on the Mizbeach. And that coin, the second coin, flips it over when he gives it to the third coin. V'nimsa hachoz lamato, the chelev is on top and the choz is on bottom. V'zehu shenema, and that's why it says further on in Shmini, v'yosimu es hachalovim ala chozes, that the chelev was again back on top of the chozes. V'yakter hachalovim, and he was makter the chalovim. Hamizbecha on the mizbech. At the time of Akhtara, the chelev was back on top. Lamadnu, this teaches us shegimel kehanim zekukin law, that it was necessary to have three kehanim involved in this procedure. Kach mefurish b'menachos, so is explained the mesechtas menachos. Es achelav ala chozo yivienu, the chelav on top of the chozo shall be brought. Es achozo la mevi, why does he bring the breast? Lahonafaisai, it's only for the purpose of tnufa, who mevi'ai, that it is brought. V'loi shiyehehu min ha'ishim, not that it shall be brought on the mizbeach. V'shenemar es isha Hashem es hachelev ala choza. Since the pasuk says es isha Hashem hachelev ala choza, so yochol, I might be able to think sheyehe afa choza leishim, that the choza was also brought on the fire. L'kach nemar, that's why the pasuk has to end off es hachoza lahanif, that the choza was only lahanif, only had tnufa, and it was given to the kahanim. V'hikter akoyin es hachelev v'achar kach v'hoya choza la'aron. Only after the chelev went on the mizbeach did Aaron get the chazak. Lomadnu, this teaches us she'ein habaser nechal, that the flesh cannot be eaten ba'od she'ho emurim lamatam in ha'mizbeach, as long as the emurim are still not brought on the mizbeach. Shoik, what was the shoik? Min ha'perik shel arkuva, from the joint called the arkuva hanem keres imarosh, which was sold together with the head at ha'perikom tzoi, until the middle joint shehu soivach shel yerech, which is the pivot of the leg. Rashi is telling us that the leg of the animal was comprised of three bones, and the middle bone was the one called the shoik, and that was brought together with the chaza and given to the kohen. Hamakar v'sdam, mishehu roi lizri kasai, one who was fit to do the avoda of sprinkling the blood, ulahakter chalovav, and to smoke its fats on the mizbeach, that kohen who was roi and was not tummy at that time can take part in the chaza of a shoik. Yotza comes to exclude Tame Bishas Zrikas Damim, one who was Tame at the time of the Zrika, or Bishas Hekta Chalavim, or one who was Tame at the time that the Chalavim were being smoked on the Mizbeach, She'ein Echolip B'Basar, he may not take a portion in the Basar. Hatnufa Hatruma, the Chazei Hatnufa, and the Shoik Hatruma, Zakrashi, Tnufa means Mailech Umevi, that it was waved back and forth. Truma means Mala Umarit, brought up and down. and for the miluim, liyam chinuch hakahuna. These are the laws of the karbanos that were brought on the day of the kohen's inauguration to do the avodah.